Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about a job interview they have recently had. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H how each person feels about the interview. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I couldn't believe my luck when my sister-in-law told me about the vacancy. She saw the vacancy advertised in the newspaper she works for, so I must have been one of the first to apply. I didn't have to wait long for an interview, and when the day came, I was almost looking forward to it. I'd heard good things about the company and was confident that I had what they were looking for. Unfortunately, I found out that there's a lot of travelling involved, so I won't be accepting the position, even if they offer it to me. I guess I'll just have to keep looking. Something's bound to turn up sooner or later.
Speaker 2.
I'd never been as nervous in my life as on the day of the interview. I woke up early so I could have a shower. I'd chosen my clothes the night before so I wouldn't have to worry about what to wear. I had plenty of time for breakfast and so on without rushing, and I left home early to make sure that I arrived on time. Fortunately, everything went according to plan. I made a good impression, and I really liked the company, and I got the feeling that they liked me too. I don't want to tempt fate, but I think I'm in with a real chance. They're going to contact me next week, so it's not too long to wait.
Speaker 3. It was a bit disappointing, to tell you the truth. Not through any fault of my own, mind you. I'd sent in my application and my CV, which outlined my education and the work experience I had. I don't really understand why they bothered to call me for an interview. They were looking for someone who had a degree. I'm a bit cross, actually, because it cost quite a lot of money to get there on the train, and I'd taken the day off work for the interview, and all for nothing. When I told them I hadn't even been to university, they ended the interview as soon as they could, thanked me for coming, and said they'd be in touch. I don't expect I'll be hearing from them, though, and if I do, it won't be good news. Speaker 4.
I think my interview went well, but you can never really tell, can you? That's happened in the past. I had an interview, was optimistic about the outcome, only to find out that they'd offered the position to someone else. Anyway, I found out about this vacancy through an old school friend of mine, Marie. We've kept in touch and see each other every now and then. She's been there part-time for about 5 years now, ever since her son started school, and says they're good employers. It's a secretarial position, which I think I'd be good at. I've completed a short course and have excellent computer skills, so you never know. Perhaps I'll be lucky and they'll offer me the position. It'd be nice to see Marie more often again.
Speaker 5.
Because it was my first interview, I desperately wanted to do well. I'd memorized as much information about the company as I could beforehand, so I could impress them with my knowledge. After they'd asked about my qualifications, they asked me why I wanted to work for their company. This was the chance I'd been waiting for. I started talking about what a great company it was and how lucky I would be to work there. It seemed to be working until I got confused and said, "It's well known that Dawson's is the best company in the area to work for." I was being interviewed by another company altogether. How embarrassing.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
I couldn't believe my luck when my sister-in-law told me about the vacancy. She saw the vacancy advertised in the newspaper she works for, so I must have been one of the first to apply. I didn't have to wait long for an interview, and when the day came, I was almost looking forward to it. I'd heard good things about the company and was confident that I had what they were looking for. Unfortunately, I found out that there's a lot of travelling involved, so I won't be accepting the position, even if they offer it to me. I guess I'll just have to keep looking. Something's bound to turn up sooner or later.
Speaker 2.
I'd never been as nervous in my life as on the day of the interview. I woke up early so I could have a shower. I'd chosen my clothes the night before so I wouldn't have to worry about what to wear. I had plenty of time for breakfast and so on without rushing, and I left home early to make sure that I arrived on time. Fortunately, everything went according to plan. I made a good impression, and I really liked the company, and I got the feeling that they liked me too. I don't want to tempt fate, but I think I'm in with a real chance. They're going to contact me next week, so it's not too long to wait.
Speaker 3. It was a bit disappointing, to tell you the truth. Not through any fault of my own, mind you. I'd sent in my application and my CV, which outlined my education and the work experience I had. I don't really understand why they bothered to call me for an interview. They were looking for someone who had a degree. I'm a bit cross, actually, because it cost quite a lot of money to get there on the train, and I'd taken the day off work for the interview, and all for nothing. When I told them I hadn't even been to university, they ended the interview as soon as they could, thanked me for coming, and said they'd be in touch. I don't expect I'll be hearing from them, though, and if I do, it won't be good news. Speaker 4.
I think my interview went well, but you can never really tell, can you? That's happened in the past. I had an interview, was optimistic about the outcome, only to find out that they had offered the position to someone else. Anyway, I found out about this vacancy through an old school friend of mine, Marie. We've kept in touch and see each other every now and then. She's been there part-time for about 5 years now, ever since her son started school, and says they're good employers. It's a secretarial position, which I think I'd be good at. I've completed a short course and have excellent computer skills, so you never know. Perhaps I'll be lucky and they'll offer me the position. It'd be nice to see Marie more often again.
Speaker 5.
Because it was my first interview, I desperately wanted to do well. I'd memorized as much information about the company as I could beforehand, so I could impress them with my knowledge. After they'd asked about my qualifications, they asked me why I wanted to work for their company. This was the chance I'd been waiting for. I started talking about what a great company it was and how lucky I would be to work there. It seemed to be working until I got confused and said, "It's well known that Dawson's is the best company in the area to work for." I was being interviewed by another company altogether. How embarrassing.
That's the end of part three. Now turn to part four.